Welcome to Comes Naturally Podcast. This podcast is completely free, so we like you to do a couple things to help us. First,
send money.
Send us all the monies. And then like and share the Facebook page. Follow us on Twitter. Twitter handle is
at Comes Natural Pod.
And then go to iTunes, rate, review, and subscribe to the podcast. Cody, Joe, Mike, we're all here. Cody, I was asking you earlier, one movie.
Welcome to Comes Naturally.
You had to pick one movie, a zombie movie, for somebody who never really watched or liked anything zombie that much. What movie would it be?
That's a tough one.
You're a tough one.
I am a tough one.
Well, I mean, modern zombies, obviously, what we were talking about would be Dawn of the Dead.
With Ving Rhames?
Yeah.
He shot the shit out of some with a shotgun. I saw about 5 minutes of it.
Yeah. There's always a funny scene in that one. They find out there's another guy in a gun and ammo shop across the parking lot from the mall. And so they're communicating via whiteboard. And like, he has a whiteboard and they have writing on stuff and they're using binoculars to see. And they play a game where they point out zombies in the crowd that's built up inside the parking lot of the mall that look like celebrities. And they tell him, hey, like, Oprah Winfrey. And then, like, he shoots the one he thinks is that one. Like, oh, he got him. And there's one they shoot Jay Leno. And it's like, he has a big old jaw. It looks like Jay Leno. It's pretty funny. I find that part extremely hilarious.
I did forget about that scene. Yeah. I don't really care for that movie.
Yeah, of course you don't. It's fine.
I don't know.
No Tremors, but, you know.
Nothing is Tremors.
No, right?
No.
Tremors is goddamn gold standard, sir.
Tremors 1.
Yeah.
Not Tremors as a series.
No.
Never Tremors as a series.
Wasn't Kevin Bacon talking about
Yeah, the TV show. He's coming back. He's producing. He's going to be Valentine again.
Is he actually?
Yeah.
So are they just TV ignoring show? All of them but one?
Well, he's not dead. He didn't die.
No, he left.
Well, yeah, I know, but then if you pay attention to the rest of the series, you're dealing with weird Tremors and stuff. Giant worms.
I think there's going back from one. I don't know yet. We don't have all the details. I just know he's coming back to produce and to act.
Is Remo Williams going to be in it?
Maybe.
Hmm.
He can come back. He's technically not dead yet.
Reba McEntire? Reba McEntire going to come back?
Maybe.
She's not dead yet either.
And she what's lived. His name? Burt True. Ward, right?
Yeah.
Is it Burt Ward?
I think it was Burt Ward.
No, Burt's his name.
Burt Ward Burt is Robin.
Yeah. Burt was his name in the show, in the movie.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of the actor's name.
I don't know the actor's name.
The Big Trouble in Little China guy died.
The guy with all the guns.
Well, no, Big Trouble in Little China guy, that dude's dead.
Yeah, that's dead for sure.
He got eaten up in the market. Yeah. I'm trying to think if there's another zombie movie that's really good. That's just, like, good fun, though. Like, the old school ones, people always go, oh, they're the best. But if you rewatch them, though, they're really...
They're not really
I mean, they're
great.
Made for, like, $12.87. I mean,
the only one I thoroughly enjoyed was Zombieland.
Yeah, but that's Zombieland more...
Zombieland was good.
But that was, a spoof kind of version of
it's fun. I mean, don't get me wrong. I actually like that movie a lot.
Because I would even include Scout's Guide to the Zombie Apocalypse.
Yeah,
it's a really good movie, but
it's not one you'd be like, oh...
When I think of, like, a zombie movie like you're asking, I'm thinking of, like, an actual horror movie, not a spoof, action, fun.
Scary movies are hard, like, to make and hard for them to be good.
Well, yeah, because we have...
Most scary movies suck.
We're desensitized to a lot of it, so you're not as spooky to it. But it's also not clever enough, a lot of
but,
them.
Yeah, but it's not even the desensitizing. It's just, like, things don't scare easily nowadays.
That's desensitized.
I'm not saying because of scary movies, though. I'm just saying because...
Pet Cemetery.
Technically a zombie movie.
It's technically a zombie movie.
Zombie dogs?
And it is terrifying.
Zombie pets.
Yeah.
With Terminator Kid?
Yes.
Yeah.
And ER Doctor?
Yes.
Of course, again, I know the first the one, not Very any well. Of the not any of the sequels.
No.
No. The first movie, yeah.
Maybe I'll watch it.
I'm just saying this. If you make a movie based on a book, if that book doesn't have a sequel, don't make a sequel.
Boom.
And don't force the writer to make a
book.
Don't
Jurassic Park it.
Yeah, don't. Well, no, because...
Or Lost World.
Lost World technically was going to be a book, but it just wasn't going to finish fast enough. So then they had someone write the movie. Yeah. So like, hey, what is your plot points? He's like, hey, another island. team goes there to investigate what's going on, and they're like, "That's we heard enough. We're good to go."
Oh, we, so kids are going to sell into it?
We got the rest. We got the rest.
What about...
Well, actually, the funny, the thing, the beach scene from that one, where the kid gets attacked by the goons, that's actually from the first book. Reference from the first book, yeah.
Dumb little kid trying to give him a sandwich. Mm-hmm. They ain't want no sandwich.
And actually didn't happen the same way. They was on the beach, and she saw... like she was being called over to actually have her sandwich. She saw what looked, she thought was a weird-looking chicken. And so she went after it, and she's like, "Oh, it's a lizard. Looks, you know, it's like a chicken." She went after it and attacked her, and she didn't die. But
no, she died.
She got all messed up
in the movie. She did.
In your head, that she did.
Hell but, yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, that's just a rule, Hollywood. If you adapt a book that does not have a sequel, you are not allowed to make a sequel.
Huh. Arnold Schwarzenegger did a zombie movie.
Maggie.
Yeah, I didn't know that. Yeah.
With a little girl from that one movie.
Abigail Breslin.
That's the one.
Yeah. Did you see it?
Yeah, it's not. It's all right.
I'm surprised.
Mike. I heard it was like just long.
Yeah, it's not really. It's not like an action.
It's not
movie.
An action movie.
No,
it's
from
a
the
family drama.
From
movie.
The poster that they have here, it doesn't look like an action movie at all.
You know what, you, if you want a really fucked up zombie movie to watch though, Grace. Grace is a fucked up zombie movie. It's about this lady who gives birth to a essentially a zombie baby, and she keeps it alive and she feeds it people. Oh, it's fantastic.
Alive.
Yeah, alive. I mean, she keeps it.
Air quotes.
Yeah. Technically, the dead girl is a zombie movie. Fucked up zombie movie. Where it's three parts, an anthology movie. It's like three parts in one. And one of the stories is about these guys find this zombie, this like corpse, basically. It's like a zombie. And they bring it to a basement and take turns fucking it. I tried to get your brother to watch it.
Oh. Zombie fucking?
Weird.
You can't fuck a zombie.
Remember the two movies I gave your brother to watch was Teeth and the...
Can you get a zombie pregnant?
No.
No.
Yeah, I remember Teeth. I didn't remember the other one.
Teeth was the other one was dead girl.
Oh. Huh.
Because he wouldn't watch Human Centipede.
Well, nobody should watch Human Centipede.
They're fantastic.
I haven't watched that as soon as I heard what it was. I was like, I don't think you see that.
No, because it sounds awful.
Pretty sure that was a movie ticket at one point. Leave that right there.
You should clean your pockets out before you do laundry.
That's right. Actually, I have a free popcorn.
What?
I got free popcorn thing, and I think I left it in the shirt when I watched.
So, what's your personal favorite zombie movie? I'm saying all this assuming that everyone's favorite zombie anything is The Walking Dead, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Walking Dead's fantastic. Yes, yeah. For sure.
But movie wise, what's your favorite? What's numero uno?
I think my favorite, mainly because it's super messed up, would be. It's a tough question. Come back to me.
Joe.
I really enjoyed like the 28 days later, 28
those
weeks
aren't
later.
Zombies. It's a rage virus.
You're a rage virus.
Thanks, buddy.
Because he
dang.
Is.
Dang. Dang.
Outside of that, you have Shaun of the Dead and then Zombieland and then...
The funny ones are always good.
Yeah. But that's pretty much it. I'm not doing zombies in a movie to me is always difficult.
Or what about Scary Movie then? What's your favorite Scary Movie?
Oh God, that's a difficult one. You would probably know it would have to be Alien. I mean, it is a sci-fi horror movie.
Yeah,
it's not really considered much horror nowadays because it is one of those like for the 70s. Time it was a horror, straight up horror movie. Now it's more of a sci-fi movie than anything. Beyond that,
Exorcist holds up pretty well, just for the unsettling.
Yeah, like it does.
It's not fun to watch. You're not comfortable to a point.
Yeah.
I
don't know. Even the last couple of horror
Paranormal
movies
Activity
that
we too.
Yeah, the Paranormal Activities
2 was probably the best of them for sure.
They're pretty good, but again, it's one of those. It's like Aliens; like you haven't ever seen it before, but now that you have seen it, it's not going to be so scary anymore. But yeah, the first one, the second one, those were good horror movies.
Yeah,
I
think what made me like the second one the most too, of obviously Paranormal Activity, is the fact that they took a movie like the first one. That really had a final ending and just tied it into like a whole extra movie.
yeah,
but like played together with the first one so well. I thought it was really clever the way they did that.
Yeah.
Favorite horror movie. Good God. That was a tough one, man.
That's what's like, yours?
Yeah, what's yours, buddy?
Yeah.
I have to say probably Paranormal Activity 2.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like the first one. And I think 2 is one of those few sequels that like took it up a notch while still maintaining like what the first one was. And then the fact that at the end you kind of find out it's all, you know, it actually happened before
mm-hmm.
the first one. The event of the first one took place. Really good.
Now, what would be considered your favorite like type of horror? Like, I don't really care for like the gruesome type of horror, like the gory stuff, but I'm more of the suspenseful and
like gory movies. Like, I mean, there's a place for them. Obviously, you watch certain ones. I don't see like new trailers for any scary movie, and I think, oh, that's gonna be good. Mm-hmm. I've never thought that as an adult ever. I see them, I'm like, oh, that might be good. Like after Paranormal Activity, like I was excited about the second one,
mm-hmm.
but had I just watched that trailer for the second one, I'd be like, I might see that. Like that's the most reaction I get out of a scary movie. I'm not a huge fan of them. Not because it's like some people like, oh, I don't like to be scared. It's not even that. It's just they haven't been good. Like there's not good ones. Well, so many garbage ones.
Right, but I mean, like, I'm asking, like, what type of scare are you more interested in? Are you more interested in the suspenseful, the, like...
I like this.
The pop, you know, the I pops like this, out.
Well, that's why I like Paranormal Activity 2 so well, because it's a slow build.
Yeah.
But there's some good jump scares, but they don't feel cheap.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I hate cheap jump scares.
Yeah.
Where it's, oh, it's just my neighbor. You know what I mean? Like, fuck you. Like,
Yeah.
The jump scares in Paranormal Activity were... things really fucking with them, you know what I mean? So I like that part. But I like slow builds probably more, like the if you're tense while watching it,
yeah, then it's really getting into you.
Yeah, then I think you succeeded, but it just doesn't happen that often.
No, and that's where I would sway to. I like the more stuff that builds up tension and suspense.
I mean, because like Saw was really good. But I don't even think I consider that.
It's no. Still a horror movie.
It's still a horror movie.
Yeah, it's still.
But that's what I'm saying.
You're never scared during it, though.
Yeah, but that's most of the horror that I don't really care for. It's the more
type of horror, though.
It's the more gruesome type of stuff. I've seen it.
Like Leatherface.
I just don't really. Yeah, Texas Chainsaw Massacre. I don't really care for it because it's just not the type of horror that I like. You know, I am the more. You know, suspense and stuff. Alien is absolutely amazing with the suspense.
I liked Rob
or even
Zombie's
just the action stuff.
Halloween movie, the first one. I never saw the second one, but I liked the first one.
Again, Halloween, even the original one, where it's actually a really good horror movie. I like that movie.
That one was good because again, it was that slow build to
yeah,
it.
You
didn't
exactly.
get to see the character a lot, but I mean, it doesn't hold up very well. I mean, I guess like
not
the
really.
First time you watch it,
yeah.
Because mostly we're all kids the first time we seen it because of how long ago it came out.
Yeah.
But you watch it as an adult, like, it's like, oh, there's some cool stuff in it. And you know, like, it was made on a fucking $4 budget.
And
so
that's why they
you appreciate it a little bit more.
William Shatner mask.
Yeah. But that's why I like the new, it's not even really new anymore, but the Rob Zombie one I liked.
You're reimagining?
But I didn't like it enough to watch the second one. You know what I mean? Because when the second one came out, I was just like, oh, I'll get to it, and I never got to it.
Yeah.
And the same thing, like, Paranormal Activity has lost its kind of swagger with me, too, because, like, after the third one, I'm like,
Yeah, again, you just start to see.
The second one was so good, I was like, all right, I'm in on the next one. And the next one was, and I'm not even sure what was after that.
Yeah. What was the one with the, was it Sinister, the one with the films? Even that was kind of, like.
That was okay.
That was
best.
Okay, but there were some scenes that was like, didn't really.
Yeah.
Where they had like the kids running around.
And like Sinister, like, obviously Sinister 2. What was that other one that they did too? It's like almost exactly like that.
I know. That's why I think I might be confusing
Sinister's
Sinister
one with
Sinister's with the film up in the attic.
But then there was another one where I think the Insidious is with the kids. Insidious. Yeah,
those ones.
Yeah.
I'm gonna just say this out loud, are not good.
No.
They're that shot little kid like actor's shit.
Good though.
Well, the problem, and that's what I was saying is like, I love the suspense type stuff, and there was a lot of that element in there, but then after a while, it just starts to fall apart. And,
yeah, the acting is pretty borderline atrocious for the most part.
How about the John Cusack film, Room 1408? What do you think of that? Yeah, I actually
said 1402. My bad.
I liked it.
Because it was not what I expected at all.
What was that other one? Identity? I like that one a lot, too.
The one where
they're at the little motel?
Never.
He was about to ruin it for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think I've seen Identity. But no, I was going to say about 1408, just a little funny story about it. The first time I ever saw it.
It's not a funny story.
The first time I ever saw it, and really the only times I've really ever seen it are when they play it on Sci-Fi Channel. So I started watching it one day and I'm like, oh, this is actually pretty good. And then I had to go eat. So I left when he was in the room and he was just getting, you know, creeped out and stuff. I come back and it's the scene where he's walking into the post office and I'm like, what? That was early in the movie. Did the movie end and they started playing it again? I mean, like, what the fuck is going on? I was seriously confused. And then it suddenly all falls apart and he's still in the room. I was like, oh, okay. I was wondering if Sci-Fi just didn't like start replaying it. I was like, this is weird.
Oh, it's over. Start again.
Start again, which they've done. I mean, or when those other channels do the Indiana Jones
movies. You just go one channel up to get to the next one or something.
Well, there's that, but then there's their like, why did they do this? They'll play the last one and then the first one and then the second one. And you're like, oh my God, guys, just play them 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Oh, Young Indiana Jones. Yeah, go ahead. Okay. I was like, what? 4. I get to it soon. Yeah. They did the first 3 movies and then they played the series. Gotcha.
No. There was a fourth movie. There was a fourth TV show.
It was a long TV show, but it wasn't.
No, I have it on DVD, I think. Yeah, Blu-ray. You should. Actually, I own some of the VHS versions of.
Cody can't say shit about
owning Indiana Jones DVDs Chronicles. That are awful. I know. Stealth.
That's right.
Dun.
I actually own
our favorite.
I own Crystal Skull, so it's okay.
Do you own the actual like little Crystal Skull that came with it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's do in the I. Room.
Is that why you so got do it?
I. Dustin bought it.
Yeah.
He's the reason I have Last Stealth. Stand, X-Men Last Stand, which is behind Mike as well, next to one of my favorite horror movies, Slither. Well, not X-Men. Night Watch is next to that one, but. But yeah, that's the reason why I'm, because he likes to have collections, no matter if they're bad or not. Same reason I have Rise of the Machines, because we all know how much I love that movie.
A lot.
Yep.
Yeah, definitely. That's what I would go for.
See? I what pisses me off is if there's a 1, 2, and 3, and like 1 and 3 is good.
Ocean's 11?
Yeah, and then yeah, right. I'm like,
because I have that gotta... too. I have Ocean's.
I feel weird not having all of them if I like ones after the bad ones, so then I'll get all of them.
Yeah.
So Ocean's 11, Ocean's
12. But if the last one's garbage, I don't have to get the rest of that shit.
You're like, nope, it ended X-Men. At 3.
It's true. It
ended at 2.
It's like Indiana Jones ended at 3.
Yep.
Same with Die Hard.
So what was your Alien?
Yeah, so, like you're saying, the end all be all, though, make a decision? Alien.
No.
All right, fair enough.
I want to say either, like, Tremors.
No. That's not a scary movie.
It is, though.
Was it classified as horror?
Yeah.
Even if it is, it's not.
If Texas Chainsaw Massacre be considered horror, then
that's definitely Tremors. Horror. Yeah.
People get fucking eaten.
It's not. There's nothing scary about it, though. I watched that.
Depends on what you're afraid of.
I'm afraid of fucking worms eating you.
Because you're already dead.
I don't think Tremors can.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't know. Right here it says science fiction film action.
Nope, it's a horror movie. It is science fiction for sure, but so is Alien technically.
Yeah, but that was classified as a horror movie.
Yeah, Aliens
was classified sci-fi as an action.
Yeah. Well,
I just don't. I understand what the categories are, but I'm saying hindsight, looking back. I don't think you could put Tremors into the scary movie category.
If we go by IMDb, they do count it as a horror movie, but they count it as a comedy horror sci-fi movie.
Okay, that makes it more of a spoof then.
No, spoof would be Zombieland.
That I had the same beats from both movies. Zombieland's more funny, but there's nothing, like I said, if there's nothing scary, I'm not saying what it's categorized as. I'm saying with hindsight, looking back on it, and are you going to tell me there's anything in... There's more shit in your pocket?
Keep going. It's fun. Keep talking.
But, do you really think there's anything scary in Tremors?
Yeah, man.
No, if you're looking back on it, that's the unfortunate part, is that you're looking back on it, and there is nothing terrifying in that movie whatsoever. But when it came out, again, you were younger, it was a horror movie. It was a terrifying movie.
What about Jaws?
Jaws, exactly.
Jaws.
There's nothing
scary.
Jaws
is scary as fuck.
Tremors is Jaws in the desert.
Yeah. No, because it's not played lightly. Tremors is played lightly. There's too many jokes. There's too much banter
between
the two.
It's a movie for everybody.
Everybody.
No.
Yes.
Nah, I don't believe you.
No Jaws 3D.
Tell you what.
Ooh.
You've got a nephew, right?
Yeah.
Let's have him watch...
In the dark at night.
In the dark.
I watched Tremors when I was 8, I think.
I might have been too.
I don't. When did that movie come out again?
It says.
Oh, that would be in the '80s.
1990.
Oh, right. I was 9.
Oh,
did you watch it in theaters?
Yeah.
Nice.
Which means I was.
Because my parents sometimes weren't the greatest. Oh, Kevin Bacon. He's from that dance movie. You like? Let's go see it.
Oh, the fact that
I rented it at Blockbuster.
Mm-hmm. I rented it at Rena Movie.
Blockbuster Video.
I make stuff up too.
Yeah. Shut up. Everyone in my family knows what I'm talking about.
Oh, okay, yeah.
This is a shout out to the people in Yuma.
The greater area of Yuma.
ZIM628 is my code in case they're still renting movies and you want to grab one on me. Go ahead.
You had a code?
Yeah, you had to have
a
code.
Hey, I'm pretty sure the code. Whatever the card is that was on file probably doesn't exist anymore.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. So
last time I went into that place, it was 90% Asian gift
porn.
Shop.
Oh.
I wonder if I still have my Blockbuster video card somewhere.
Do they still have Blockbusters somewhere?
They do.
They do,
really?
Actually.
Yeah.
Is there still a couple of them?
A couple of them actually just opened up.
Yeah.
What?
They're now nostalgic, right? Feeling. They are now discounted clearance movies and new release movie rentals.
Oh, okay, so you buy the old ones now. Yeah. I want to go to a place. Is there anyone in Arizona still?
I don't think so.
I don't think so, no. They're in random, like, areas.
I want to go to one and buy a whole bunch of old ones.
No, Yuma's not big enough. There's not enough people there. Because they have to have enough people to rent movies to make the old ones.
Hastings still rents movies. I couldn't believe that. Went out there. I was surprised Hastings is still even in business.
Yeah.
But that rental area keeps getting smaller every time I go back home and I go in. Like, now it's, like, game stuff, books, and now the movies are just way back in the back.
Speaking of that, have you guys seen a Gamefly commercial lately?
No.
So at the end of the commercial, they're like, now ruining movies.
Oh, yeah, actually, I have seen that. Did you see that?
Is Netflix doing video games now? Is that what's happening?
Did you see that it's Vizio, I think, they're partnering with, where they're going to start streaming games?
Yeah.
Weird, right?
Super weird. Yeah. But other thing, too, is, like, speaking of... Netflix and DVDs. Do you know Netflix still does DVD rentals?
Yeah.
The only reason I know is because
you're still paying for it?
No, yeah. No. Right. I stopped paying for that years ago because I'm smart. But a customer came in and he's like, hey, I know this is going to be a really bizarre question, but can I look something up real quick? I was like, okay, on his computer. I was like, yeah, no problem. So I got his computer and he's like, he pulls it up and it's literally his Netflix DVD queue.
Mm-hmm.
He needed to know which ones are next because he sent his movies in and he's like, oh, I needed to change that, but it's already shipping. Oh, well, I was like, all right, cool. What the fuck? You're still getting DVDs? Yeah. I mean, granted,
that's how you get like newer stuff.
That's how you get anything. Yeah. I mean, if you want anything, you can get on like on DVD, but I was like, dang, it's
the
so
bright
weird.
Side of that, there's probably nobody else doing it, so he probably doesn't have to
Prime
wait at
choice
all.
Everything.
Yeah, he's
right.
He's got dibs on everything.
It's just so weird to me. I was like, oh, that's something someone does still.
Because it's that weird thing still that Netflix doesn't allow some movies.
It's not Netflix.
No, I realize that, but I mean, like, there even like non-new releases, there's still stuff that they have physical media form of, not digital form of.
Yeah. Well, it's because studios don't allow certain things to be done that way. And the DVDs are allowed still because Netflix actually buys the bulk DVDs so they can do that.
But it's just still weird.
Yeah, very fucking weird.
Oh, God.
Yeah?
Allergies. What the fuck? It's like there's a cat farm in here.
Weird, right?
Cat ranch.
It's a cat ranch. Sorry.
Yeah. Cat ranch.
Farm means we grow them. Ranch just means they live here.
They graze on the land. Freely.
Brr, brr, brr. There was something else I wanted to talk about, too.
Spider-Man.
The Spider-Man suit? Spider-Man. The black Spider-Man suit?
Well, first off, whoa. There are... I've seen three, I think four even now, because I think Nerdist had it, too. Early previews of Captain America Civil War have been seen by actual audiences.
Mm-hmm.
No critics yet, and no mass media.
Good. Critics suck.
Yeah. But... Everyone who's seeing it, because they're test screenings, because Marvel likes to do early test screenings, like when we saw Thor, to gauge like the way it's cut and blah, 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 for story. I'm guessing for story pacing and everything. There's reports from these four different articles are essentially the same thing. Everyone is saying that Spider-Man and Black Panther steal the show. They're the best part of the movie.
Well, I suppose that's good.
Yeah, it is really good.
That also means that they should be in most of the show.
Well, Black Panther looks to be in quite a bit of it.
Yeah.
Spider-Man, he must just steal the scenes he's in, because I just can't imagine us not being able to see even a glimpse of him yet.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, we haven't... We saw pictures of Tom Holland on set, but in, like, regular outfits, like, just hanging out. Like, we never saw him actually doing anything.
Yeah.
And remember, Stark's supposed to build his suit. Make a suit.
That's the rumor, yeah. The rumor is that he gets a suit from him. So the thing that Joe was alluding to was, just like always, some toy manufacturers like to spoil things.
Lego.
With like, their giant man.
It's like Cody's the CEO of them.
Oh my God, it'd be amazing. Can I be the CEO of Lego?
No, you haven't spent that much money yet. You're close, right? Though.
One Ghostbusters firehouse away.
You're also not like what, Dutch enough?
I'm not Swedish Dutch,
enough?
Yeah.
What is? Yeah, Swedish. They're Dutch.
So I'm Swedish.
Sure, whatever. Swedish. You can be whatever enough.
Yeah, you know, whatever.
Nah,
but can't. I'm not. I
don't let the beard fool you.
He's a child.
He's a child. Not you, fat Jesus. did you speaking of which? Did you see who's playing his mom? Zach Galifianakis's mom in Buckets.
No. Louis Anderson.
Louis Anderson.
Really?
Yeah, I don't
like,
know.
Not even like a voice, often that like
just wearing a blue dress and a wig,
like no makeup done to him.
Nope. So he shaved, like, at least, because he's got the goatee.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But it's just like clearly
Louis.
And it's funny, like, no, I don't know if it's I don't know if it's like a thing where like there's like he's in transition or like he's a drag queen. They don't really say. He literally introduced himself as, I'm his mother. I was like...
No, he's straight up playing his mom.
Is he? Okay.
Yeah,
I haven't watched the show because I kind of hate Zach Galifianakis in most things. Because just too much of him is just awful for the most part.
Yeah.
Mm. The show got re-upped.
Oh, well, yeah. It's FX.
I don't re-up everything.
They re-up a lot of things.
Up.
Not everything.
But
everything they make is low budget, too, so...
Yeah, for the most part, yeah. So, yeah, I mean, I thought that was pretty interesting to do that. But what Joe was alluding to was Disney just released photos of their new set of toys coming out for their Infinity game, which is, like, I think, on version 4 about to come out, right?
Yeah, 4.0 would be, like, the Marvel Battlegrounds, I think is what it's called.
And then they're even showing you new stuff for a Star Wars one, which I don't know if it's part of this one or if it's a fifth one.
Well, Star Wars one already came out, but they're releasing more Star Wars.
No, they have
characters.
Two new Star Wars sets. Yeah. They have a Rebels one, and then they have one that has like prequel stuff.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is it's not gonna be its own game. Oh, like, okay, it's not gonna need its own new thing. It's just new characters adding into.
Because there's a bunch of the Rebels stuff in there, like a bunch of.
Well,
the
they couldn't
stuff.
Do much before the movie came out.
No, Rebels the cartoon.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like they didn't want
to spoil a lot of stuff
before the movie, and then you're seeing more of the movie characters being blitzed with everything else because the sales were so high of all the Star Wars stuff.
Gotcha.
So you're getting the cartoon shows now, and you're getting pretty cool. Yeah.
But anyway, so part of it is they showed a picture of all the new toys, and in it you see Hulkbuster.
Yeah.
Armor.
Yeah.
You see Civil War Captain America.
Yeah.
With the new armor without a mask on. You see Black Panther. You see Ant-Man. You see Ultron, which they haven't had yet.
And you're seeing it in the scenery looks to be pulled from the movie.
Yeah, because you see like this, they have that. And then they show black-suited Spider-Man. And in it, that black-suited Spider-Man is fighting on the Civil War-looking set, which looked to be the airport, against what looked to be
Captain America,
Black Panther, and Ant-Man.
Yeah.
It looked like Ant-Man and Captain America, who were on the same team in the movie, coming towards Spider-Man, black-suited Spider-Man, and Black Panther together. Then they jump forward, and then they show black-suited Spider-Man fighting like Rocket Raccoon and stuff, but there's other ones in there too. So, interesting to think that that could be the Spider-Man, because later in that same photo set, they do show the other version of Spider-Man that's already out for Infinity, which is the red and blue suit.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, it's interesting to see. It's like, oh, wait a minute.
They're allowing it.
Yeah, like that could be a huge spoiler.
Oh, yeah.
Like, like bigger than Giant Man spoiler, which Lego did yet again. If you guys didn't listen to an episode before, we talked about toy spoilers. One of them was in a German catalog for the upcoming sets of Legos that are coming out. One of them, a couple of them were from Civil War, and one of them showed Ant-Man as little Ant-Man, normal size Ant-Man, and Giant Man. And in a poster they did for Civil War, they show the teams come together and they're fighting, and one of them is a Giant Man behind Hawkeye in a Jeep, and it looks like he's like throwing somebody, which almost looks like he's throwing either Falcon or Scarlet Witch. And I thought it was really funny because, like, yet again, you're showing.
Now, the thing is, though, I would believe that more than the Spider-Man Black thing.
Suit, yeah.
Yeah. And that's just because already in Ant-Man, you know that he has
the ability to do that.
That's how the ending of Ant-Man was.
He grew giant from small.
I would say that the Black Suit Spider-Man is more of just fan service. You know people would want that.
Yeah.
I'm already surprised that there wouldn't be, like, some sort of Venom that you couldn't get.
The Venom's Venom's out for Infinity for a while now.
Yeah.
Like he came out the same time the red and blue suit Spider-Man came out.
Yeah, so I think they're just filling that gap that people want it, so people are going to get it.
Yeah, I just think it's funny that's the one they
I don't think
put
it,
in the fight scene with.
Yeah.
I mean, the other thing, too, is it could be just a smokescreen because we don't know what Tom Holland's outfit looks yet.
I have no clue.
So it could just be them saying, hey, we need to show.
It's going to be yellow.
First,
they're
going to
daredevil it
if
you're one.
What they need to do is they need an Iron Spider suit because Tony is making it. People will lose their fucking minds, and I will be so fucking happy. And
that's
so,
for the Avengers 3.
But before that though, I want him to when he shows up before Tony builds the suit. I want him to wearing the spandex with a ripped blue sweater with the spider drawn on it, so everyone can lose their shit because he was Scarlet Spider. Oh, my friend Dan will be fucking over the roof because that's his favorite outfit. But one year at Comic-Con, we literally scoured for a Ben Reilly Scarlet Spider fucking
You had to have found outfit. At least two.
We found one.
Ooh,
and he bought it. It was fucking fantastic. Because Gentle Giant, or was it Sideshow? I think it was Sideshow, released one. And it was basically him on the side of a crumbled building wearing the sweater. And I was like, oh, we found it. He's like, I'm gonna buy it, I don't care. It was only like $75 or whatever, but I was like,
why
Boom.
Do you like that one?
He fucking loves Ben Reilly as Spider-Man, apparently.
All right. Nothing against Ben Reilly, just that costume
fucking,
is like...
Fucking weird, yeah.
All right.
Yeah, so if that's... I mean, go back to what we're talking about. If that'd be cool if they just did... he was just wearing a black and white suit at the beginning or whatever, just as fan service in the movie even, before he got a high-tech one from Tony. But
I just don't think it'll happen.
Yeah, more to think about it. I just thought about the whole thing. It could be a smokescreen because they're releasing the toy. We know that. They're not saying, hey, it's a mystery toy. We know they're releasing one. But because they don't want to give up the ghost just yet, because that, again, that's the Disney machine in its bases, and they're pretty good about keeping stuff secret. Star Wars.
Right.
That it could be them saying, hey, like the video game side's like, we are going to put out the toy set for Civil War. What do we do? And some guy's like, why don't you just make a black suited Spider-Man figure and put it out? Cause everyone loves that. And they're like,
yeah,
that's why you're our boss. Get to work, Jim. God damn it. Jim's the low man on the totem pole at that office.
He has to hand paint everything.
Everything. And then they 3D print most of it.
Yeah.
No.
He just has to hand paint the one so they know what to go off of. So it's a very, it could be a very clever way of doing it too, because you know Spider-Man's in it. I mean, obviously being way confirmed.
Mm-hmm.
So they need to put him in the game, but they don't. A, by the time that was in production, they probably didn't know yet, that half the team of Disney didn't know yet what that Spider-Man looks like.
Yeah.
So they probably just like, well, we're gonna put a black suit out one, so we'll put it out at the same time, and you know, we'll put it in the Civil War set so you can play along.
Exactly.
So yeah.
So I don't think that it's gonna be actually black suit by Spider-Man.
How dope
Spider-Man
would it be if he was though?
It would be awesome. But another thing is that I don't really know what other people, like just the layman, would view Spider-Man as, but I would think that they would view him as wearing the red and blue. So it'd be kind of confusing to just immediately throw a black suit onto him and go,
but every one
is
of
it
those
Venom?
People...
Is it not Venom? Is it? Is
that's
it...
the thing, though. You don't
see
you
that's know... the that's why part three fucked everything up
because it gave you the symbiote right away.
Yeah.
Where in the comic books, Secret Wars, by the way, Secret Wars 2, technically, he didn't know it was a symbiote suit.
I could, yeah.
At the time.
He had it for a while, right?
Yeah, oh yeah. And then they didn't introduce the symbiote.
And people fucking loved it, too.
Yeah, and they didn't introduce the symbiote in Secret Wars. It was later on in Spider-Man Black and White when they introduced Venom for the first time as the suit.
And, like, if anybody's going to have access to some kind of weird material that they don't fully understand, it'd be Tony Stark.
But granted, then you have to set that up. So you're either just going to be like, hey, here's a new suit, or, you know, he's either going to be wearing it, and you're not going to have any idea of his previous... Because we're already jumping in at just a point where he's suddenly there. You know, we're not going to have his origin story at all, which is fine.
We don't know about the
do you want to jump in so far into his story where he suddenly has the black suit, whether he knows it's the symbiote or not, which he, at that point you're saying he wouldn't.
Yeah,
but
at that point also you don't have to make it the symbiote at all. It could just be a black suit that he designed. He's like, I like this design. Because really, if you think about spiders, how many spiders have you ever seen that are blue and red?
Yeah, they're all
they
different
did,
colors.
Yeah, they did
they
that.
Did the...
Yeah, they did that as the, in the comics because it was flashy and looked good. But I mean, if he was looking at it, you know,
I think you don't. One, you can introduce the symbiote stuff later if you really wanted to, or I think you like you're right. Most the average fans think
are
Spider-Man
associate that.
red and blue, but also I don't think it's that big of a deal. Just say, well, no, he's got a black suit this time. He's black and white suit. You know what I mean? Like, it's not... I don't think it's going to fucking blow people's heads away that they have to wrap their mind that a color could be different on
now,
their suit.
It's one of those things,
and
though,
every person that's going to be confused by it has one comic book nerd friend that's going to be like, no, man, the black suit's dope. You
but
know?
Then that introduces the second problem when you do make it the black suit. Is it just a black suit that he makes?
Yeah.
Because at that point, then you have people going, well, why didn't you just, why isn't it the symbiote suit? So on the flip side, you go from confusing your regular, normal, average fan to confusing your nerd.
I think he would confusing
your nerd as to why they just didn't do, why did they do a black suit? And now if they do like something like Miles Morales, that's different because that is, because he does have a black suit,
black
but it's not a symbiote suit. What you're seeing there is the actual symbiote suit with,
too, but.
But with the white spider on it, that is classically
this is the,
a symbol.
This is the classic from Secret Wars,
because
it actually has the white patch on the top of his hand.
So,
and the large
I'm going with
spider.
The fact that then if you do that, you're confusing your comic book nerds fans as to why they just don't make it the symbiote suit. You know.
Yeah, but those are the fans. Those are the dumb.
Those are the fans are going to find problems with everything.
Right. But it's just another thing to add
guys.
On to there.
Let's add it on just to piss off those guys.
I have nothing against introducing that suit at all, but I just
want
it to make sense.
There's been five fucking Spider-Man movies. You know what I mean? So why not use this as the opportunity just to say this has nothing to do with those ones.
Or,
all, you know,
or he starts off with the black and white suit because it's one he made himself. And then the suit that Tony, if it's true that Tony builds him a suit, that's the one that's blue and red, bringing him back to the standard. So it's not, it's more of like a, not a makeshift costume, but he's made a costume, you know what I mean, to fight crime, but also to, like, you know, blend in shadows, that type of thing. Just as, hey, fan service for the true fans that like to see that suit, but has no meaning to do anything with being a symbiote in it. Like, that's just a throwaway that he fights in maybe once. Tony gives him the suit. He fights on Tony's side for a bit and then goes, hey, this is wrong. I'm out of here. And I'm gone, or whatever, right? I'm just saying, just to give the fans a little bit of, oh, cool, black and white suit for a little bit. The problem with any of this is we are getting, for the, again, as Mike's saying, we've had 5 Spider-Man movies. The costume has been different from both sets of movies.
Yep.
The actor has been different from both sets of movies.
The costume wasn't that different. Like, you're making it sound like
no, it was changes. It was fairly different.
Yeah, it was
no,
pretty,
but I'm saying if you, if
I'm not even talking about like materials wise,
mostly
like
red
the actual
and blue.
Design.
Red
too.
And blue. The design wise was completely different.
But I'm saying if
color scheme,
it's
yes,
red
it
and
was
blue.
Red and
like
blue.
It's yeah. It's it was streamlined and looked better with Amazing, I think, but also it's still just red and blue. Like,
yeah, so what I'm saying is so you set that up for this, the third set of movies, the one with Tom Holland in it. With a new suit that Tony made him, but you just give the fans that wee bit of, you know, little Easter egg for the fun bit of it. You know, that's all it really is. Because really, if you go back, if you really want to be crazy about it, if you go back and look at Amazing Spider-Man 1, he wore essentially what is Ben Reilly's outfit.
Yeah.
He wore a sweater on top of spandex the first time he went and fought.
When he fought Bonesaw.
Well, that was Tobey Maguire's.
Oh, I'm talking about that one.
Yeah, but he wore.
Just
want
to talk about Macho Man.
Of course you do.
Yeah.
But so I mean, really, that's all I mean is like just that little bit of nod where the true comic fans would be like, oh, because it doesn't even have to be a black suit with a white spider, but if it's just like a black suit with like a shittily done painted on spider, you know, like without like just a.
And I will be fine with that.
That's what I'm saying. Not
I don't want to see. The exact symbiote symbol.
That's what I'm saying.
The exact black one. Because like I said, and then that's why I said that you could get away with doing Miles Morales' suit because it's black. It is black, but it's black and red.
That's his.
But I'm saying you can do that. Just don't do the symbiote suit.
Don't do the exact one.
Because
that's what I'm saying.
It's just going to have too many connotations of it. It's the symbiote.
That's what I'm saying is like the dumb hardcore fans be like, oh, they're introducing the symbiote, and when they don't, they're like, well, fuck you guys aren't true to the book, blah, blah, blah. What I'm saying is they could get away with a nod to the black and white suit by making it just a shabbily done, this kid's doing it on his own, has no idea how to make it, you know, I mean, just like they did in Amazing, where he went through all the different alterations of it,
yeah,
until he made, like, the Lycra one with the, you know, the web shooters that he built using the synthetic spider web from Oscorp, that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
You could do that. It's just a nod. Just be like, yo, guys, we know. Black and white, right? Are we right? You guys like it? Yeah. We're not actually doing it in the movie. We just wanted to show you that's what he did.
Yeah.
And then Tony gives him the Iron Spider suit.
Yeah. And to bring it back into circle, again, that's I would be fine with that. Yeah. I just don't want
to that's
see
what I was trying to say.
Exact
not the
suit.
Like Secret Wars, like, oh, I found this super dope suit in space.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, that thing. It's just like a black and white suit to give the true fans, not the ones that are hardcore idiots. Just be like, oh, sick, they did a black and white suit on screen. And later on, they could do it. Not a black and gray suit, Sam Raimi.
He didn't like that character anyway.
Yeah, he's fucking... you could do just a nod to it being a black and white suit. It would be cool if it did have white patches on the top of the hands for some reason. But, you know, just a fun little nod, but not an actual legit Spider-Man suit that looks like that.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying.
So now we're in agreement. Okay.
Yes.
Good.
I also agree it would confuse a lot of people.
Fuck those people.
Hold on.
We always say that.
Hold on.
It's...
Those are the fucking people we have to worry about. Because those people will sink or fucking swim these movies.
Yes.
What I'm saying, though.
No one's going to go to it.
Yeah, but those are the people who are like, oh, don't go see it. It's fucking. These cock tease, blah, blah, blah. Because they're like, they don't know what they're doing.
They would still go.
Some people would.
They would still.
Well, at this point, well, yes.
We would still.
People
go,
are
yes.
still going to watch X-Men movies. People would still go.
Well, that's because those people don't know any better. Those are the same people who go see Fast and Furious movies.
Too fast.
But what I'm saying, though, is it would just be cool to have him, obviously not in this movie, show the jump in the suit. But the only problem is, why would, if he did wear a black and white one, why would Tony give him a red and blue one right away? He'd go, hey kid, what's your favorite colors? Well, actually, I really like blue and red, but I didn't
find
anything.
Well, I mean, if you want to curtail it into that direction, I mean, how did Iron Man, how did he make this the color scheme for Iron Man? It was gold because that was the material it was made out of, and he just said, throw in some hot rod red.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
So, I mean... It's more believable to have like a metal that was blue.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is,
and then he says, "Oh, hey, just throw in some red. I like red."
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, like, that would be like him, even though he builds all of Cap's stuff and things like that, this is him changing Cap's color schemes. But if like he sees this kid in this fairly well done outfit that's blue and red, he can just make a better version of it, you know?
Yeah,
like maybe
it
gets fucked up during the fight,
like,
you know? Like this gets torn because he's fighting with Bucky and he's just like messing Cap up with the, you know,
it's that,
punch in the face or whatever, you know? Which
it's
really,
that you're already known as this, so
here's
let's just make a better version of
this. Because he's not going to go, Cap, I know red, white, and blue. Let's put you in pink and yellow.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because it pops. The kids love pink nowadays.
Very Eastery.
Exactly. So that's not going to be a thing. Pastels are the new rage.
Neon green.
Ugh. Go fuck yourself.
Right?
Neon green.
And then he can have...
What are you, an Oregon football player?
Then on Cap's bike, he'd have neon lights on it.
I'm done. I'm out.
Just show Schumacher to him.
We're going to Schumacher the Marvel U.
You don't work for Batman. We're tired of these fucking movies. Let's Schumacher it. That's the best way out of it.
Hate
of any
you all
franchise.
Right now.
Do you think they'll ever get to a point where they'll just make a like a standalone Marvel, but like a kind of shitty spoofy, like intentionally spoofy, funny
Howard
but
the Duck?
Not.
Let's do it.
Yeah, Howard the Duck.
I want to do it. Seth Green, what are you doing?
Like,
nothing. Okay.
Because Ant-Man was
a lot of stuff.
Yeah. Ant-Man
like
was
a tall,
hilarious.
Busty fucking brunette.
But it was still a superhero.
But
movie.
It was I kind of want just like a really dumb, stupid.
That's why Howard the Duck works perfectly fine. He's a detective in the human world. And that's the thing. Is like I think it was on Fat Man on Batman who copied our show, so I'll copy theirs. They talked about how
we said it.
Because Paul Dini was working with Lucas at the time that they made Howard the Duck, and he saw a lot of the concepts, and they were going to make him look like a cartoon. Then he saw the actual production version where it was like a human face with like the feathers just essentially stapled on, and you could see the fleshy eyes of a human being underneath.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh no. But if you think about it, because like in the comic books, if you guys don't know originally Howard the Duck
which
is a,
nobody does.
Yeah. Howard the Duck is a cartoon duck in the real world. So he's a fully fleshed out 3D character. He's not flat, like he's not two dimensional, but in the world, he's an actual cartoon. Like, think. Because at the same time, if you guys didn't realize the timing, they were producing Howard the Duck and Who Framed Roger Rabbit at the same time, by the way.
Yeah. Wow.
So it's if you think about how Who Framed Roger Rabbit was, where Roger was a fully functional 3D, touching, able to touch human flesh cartoon that just happened to live across the bridge in Toontown, well, across the tunnel in Toontown.
Yeah,
this is that's exactly how Howard the Duck was, except for he was moved from his world into ours, and then said, "Hey, I can't get back, so I'm gonna become a detective." So he's a cartoon in real world, like Looney, like basically like Space Jam was.
Yeah,
same idea.
Yeah,
but just ridiculous. So there's no human duck sex like there was Leah Thompson. But
oh, thank you.
But yeah, so I mean, if you want a goofy non-superhero Marvel movie that has like production value, I'm just saying Howard the Duck. James Gunn already set it up. I mean, he introduced him. There you go.
He's
Howard
there.
The Duck. Howard the Duck, not Squirrel Girl.
She made it too.
Cheeky, sure. Why not? Let the ladies be happy. And Kristen Stahl can play her, I guess.
Yeah.
I was actually thinking that that Abby chick from Parks and or from Parks and Recs, like the one's always angry. She played Scott Pilgrim's sister, and she's in that new shitty wedding movie.
Yeah.
There was something else we were talking about earlier you wanted to talk about, too.
Nope.
All right, fair enough.
Zombies. That was it.
No, yeah, like, earlier today, like when we were hanging out earlier today.
Nah.
Okay.
A lot of stuff was said. None of it was remembered.
None of you were remembered.
Ooh.
It's what happens when you're having fun.
Yep.
You don't remember shit.
Nope. Leo won the Oscar. Good job, buddy.
Yeah.
Way to get raped by a bear to win a little gold trophy.
Ah, didn't technically get raped that we know of.
Oh, he got raped for sure.
There was full penetration. You saw it all over his skin.
Yep. Yeah. Speaking of that, did you guys see the really funny GIF that they put up?
Yeah.
Was the one where they're dragging the folder of Leo memes into the
It's an actual like real footage. So when you get your your trophy at the Oscars, the one they give you on stage is just is your trophy. Like they give you that one,
but
the
no nameplate
just says Academy Award on it.
Yeah.
So they don't ruin it because they come out with the awards, they don't ruin it. Plus, it keeps it secret for everybody because that envelope is sealed like 4 days in advance or whatever, and guarded by like actual like military people, which is fucking insane to think about. But so when you take it and you go back, the reason you don't see a lot of these people show back up in their seats is because they're actually backstage, and there's a dude who has the real nameplate already etched and everything that just unscrews the old one and puts a new one on, and it's basically it's Leo standing there and goes, oh. Do this. This is your job, huh? He's like, yeah. He's like, yeah. I wouldn't know.
Yeah.
He's never won it before.
I thought you were talking about the one where it's the flip art book.
Oh, the flip art book was funny too.
Yeah,
it's funny.
Where he starts going through it, and you see this cartoon Leo get announced, and he's walking up, and when he goes to reach for the award, a bear comes out of nowhere and beats the shit out of him. I was like, oh, that's fantastic.
There's another one, too, where Leo's in the green room, and he's sitting down, and his Oscar's sitting on the floor between his feet.
Yeah.
And you see a bear reach in and grab it. Yeah, and he's looking away. He's on his phone, I think. It's pretty funny, too. Which is, it's funny, because everyone's like...
Tom Hardy's got it. Has he won yet?
An Oscar, yeah. He was an Oscar.
Oh, did he? For what?
Believe he won for... I could be wrong, actually. Hold on.
I don't think he has, actually.
He's next, then. We got to start...
He would be next,
Well, he has been nominated.
Well, there was a list I saw, and I can't remember everybody on it, of actors that you would think that would have Oscars that don't.
Mom.
And, like, Gary Oldman's on there, and you're like, wait, he should have one, right? Shouldn't he?
Dracula? Duh. Fifth Element? Right? Two right there.
That's not Gary Oldman, though. No, it is. No, it's not. But it was completely surprising. I could look the list up, but I won't.
Hey, it's not important.
Yeah.
It's only content for our podcast.
Yeah, it's fine. Don't worry about it.
Nobody cares.
Oh, no, he's won the British version.
Doesn't count here.
He actually, according to this, he's only been nominated once for an Academy Award.
But that makes sense, though.
For a supporting role in The Revenant. Not even nominated before that.
Mm. But think of his movies. I mean...
Yeah, they've been good.
They've been good, but a lot of them...
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. They've been good. They haven't been Oscar movies.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Have you guys seen the Ben Affleck was surprising people over at...
the tour thing?
Yeah, the tour thing.
Yeah.
He did that to promote his... It's that charity thing they keep doing. Same one Star Trek did and Star Wars did with...
Yeah, but he goes driving up inside the Batmobile.
Yeah, the new Batmobile.
The new Batmobile, yeah. I was like, well, that's fucking awesome. I'd love to... Universal Studios, that's where it was.
Yeah, the tour. Did you see his workout regimen? Did you hear about the contest, the bet him and Cavill had?
Mm-mm.
So, for the workout for Batman v Superman, we talked about this before on the show... He's working out with Jim Jones, the same people who Jack Snyder used on 300 and Man of Steel. I'm sure he used on Watchmen too, I think. But they had a bet going who could, at the end of the training, before filming started, who could lift the most. when they stopped, they both had a gentleman's agreement to stop at 5:15.
For what kind of lift?
Dead end bench.
Holy that's shit.
Because they both failed at 5:15. They're like, that's it. And I was like, excuse that's me? 5:15? Yeah. Like, a Volkswagen 5:15?
Right.
What the fuck? Yeah, that's pretty crazy. But he, dude, if you look up, I want to say it was Men's Health that had their article with it where he broke down his workout regime. Dude, that dude did nothing else but workout. There's impossible that he did anything
in
else.
In order to get that big? Yeah. Yeah, you have to.
Because his whole workout was they needed him to gain mass and get ripped.
Yeah.
So he had literally an all-day schedule where he, like, dude, it was, like, ridiculous.
And just eating high-protein stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, it was, like, his calorie intake was not the Rock ridiculous. Cause
right.
That shit's...
Not, what, 13 eggs and, like, 12 steaks or something? 12
pounds of fucking oatmeal.
Yeah. For breakfast.
Like that
and then he has a brunch, and then he has lunch.
Yeah.
And then he has
Did you see there's one dude at a magazine tried to do one day... his diet, and he got to basically the first lunch, and he couldn't eat any more that day.
Yeah, dude, it's impossible.
Like, he threw up three times beforehand. He said even, like, the first, like, just all the oatmeal, he was like, Jesus Christ. Yeah. And this is, like, a normal size, like, a smaller normal size human being. I was like, yeah, that's a dumb idea.
Well, yeah, I mean, you're going against a god, essentially. Yeah. Right? Man is, it's not like he started that diet when he was, like, you know, back fanny pack big. You know, he's built up to eating that diet now when he's a monster and his body needs it. So right. he's walked off of, you know.
So whatever. I found the list.
Okay.
So first on this list is Glenn Close, has been nominated 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 times. Fatal. Fatal Attraction. She was nominated.
I could have sworn she won. If you said this Glenn Close. I'd have been
actors
like,
that have not won an Oscar, but you would think would have.
Oh, okay. I was like, but she hasn't won. Okay, I see. Yeah. I was like, I thought finally had won, and you counted up, and I was like, no, she has not won one. Go ahead.
Robert Downey Jr.
Yep, has not won one.
Has not won one. That. Believable. Tom Cruise has not won an Oscar.
Yeah, makes sense. Yeah. Mm-mm. He's been nominated a bunch of times, though, for like...
Actually, on here, it lists only three. Born on the 4th of July, Jerry Maguire, and Magnolia.
Oh, Magnolia, really? Ugh, God, what a train wreck that
movie was. He got nominated for Best Supporting Actor.
Not as bad as
Vanilla
Sky, but...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Harrison Ford has only been nominated for The Witness. For Witness, not The Witness.
Huh. I was like, The Witness, that's a different movie. I was like,
yeah, that's why I corrected myself. Witness.
The Amish one?
Yes.
He at least should have been nominated a couple of times.
He wasn't nominated for...
Woodrunner?
No,
that was actually a critically panned movie.
The Fugitive. I thought he was nominated for The Fugitive.
Doesn't list it here.
Hmm. Was someone nominated for The Fugitive?
Tommy Lee Jones was nominated for The Fugitive.
Not that Taylor movie.
Actually, I think he won for The Fugitive.
We could probably look it up.
You look that up.
No. Okay.
Joaquin Phoenix has been nominated three times. Has not won.
Hold on. Let me guess the three times.
Gladiator.
Nope. Walk the Line.
Got one.
I can't remember the names.
Oh,
I picture
yeah,
them in
now.
My head, but
give
I can't.
Give them now, huh? I was right. Gladiator.
Gladiator
was
another.
Nominated for supporting Gladiator?
Actor. Best supporting actor. Gladiator.
I didn't like him in that movie. I thought he sucked.
That's what? He was fantastic.
He sucked in that movie. He's a good actor, but after I saw that, that was like the first thing like I realized I saw him in. I was like, I don't like this guy. This sucks.
Oh, Tommy Jones definitely won one.
And then The Master was the other one.
The Master is the one I was thinking of. That's
best
the one
act,
with,
not,
oh, yeah, the one about
actor.
The Scientologist people, right?
It was the one with...
Oh, yeah.
The dead guy. Dude.
I know what you're talking about. Go ahead.
Fucking
you yell at me listen. When I tell you. What?
I'm good. Go.
Okay. You're talking about L. Ron Hubbard.
No.
The guy who played him.
Oh, the actor. Okay.
Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Philip Seymour Hoffman. Okay. Johnny Depp.
Rest in peace.
Johnny Depp has been nominated three times.
Should have gotten it for Pirates, but I know he didn't.
Yeah, so it was Best Actor, Pirates, Best Actor, Finding Neverland, and...
Supporting Actor, Benny and June?
No.
God damn it.
Best Actor, Sweeney Todd.
Oh, Sweeney Todd. That's
Demon Barber of Fleet Street.
Yeah, you didn't have to put the last part on there, but yeah.
But it's the full title. Sigourney Weaver, nominated three times.
Oh, I was right. He won. Yeah, he won for The Fugitive.
Sigourney Weaver?
Yep, nominated three times. Come on. Glad she didn't. Come on. Come on, guys.
Alien.
Aliens.
There you go. I wouldn't have guessed the second one because I did not realize that she was.
That she did this movie. Supporting actors for. Oh, fuck. What was that one?
You got that part right.
Yeah, I can't remember the name of the movie, though.
Just listen.
All right. Oh, fuck. So, nominated for Best Actress in Gorillas in the Mist, the story of Diane Fossey. And then. I fucking know what that is. Right? I would never have guessed that. And then the one you're thinking of is Working Girl.
Ah, shit. That's the one. God damn it.
Was that Harrison Ford one?
I actually had never seen it, so I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay.
Edward Norton, nominated 3 times, not one.
Green Mile, American History X.
Wrong with the first one. God damn it. Right with the second one.
What? Not Green Mile.
American History X.
Yep.
Not Green Mile. What's the other one he did?
Primal Fear.
Yep.
Ballsack.
Red Dragon? I didn't know that he was in this movie.
Red Dragon?
No.
No.
It was recent one.
Ruined.
That
Rounders?
That swept up a bunch of awards, and I know you've seen it a few times and don't like it, and it stars a certain Batman.
Oh, because he was supported for Birdman.
Birdman.
Oh, supporting actor in Birdman. Yeah, that's right.
I didn't know he was in that movie.
Yeah.
I've never
seen it. He's fantastic. Everyone's fantastic in the movie. The movie just doesn't make fucking sense.
Annette Bening has been nominated 4 times.
Who cares about her? Next.
Okay, next. Moving on. Ed Harris.
What a dick.
Ed Harris, nominated 4 times, not one.
He didn't win for The Abyss?
Was he nominated for The Abyss?
No, he wasn't.
He didn't win for
one
History
was...
of Violence?
No, that's not even nominated.
So fucking good.
It's weird, dude.
It's not even nominated.
That dude up with a
comic book movie.
Yeah,
true.
You know, that's also the last movie to be released on a VHS.
Was it?
New movie. Last movie.
But, yeah. No, VHS. But I get what you're saying. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. You gonna guess? No.
I'm trying to think of the serious ones.
I know he's been in so much.
Was he nominated for that Western movie they did with him and Viggo Mortensen? What was that one called?
Hidalgo?
No. It's what it is.
I'm pretty sure it's the one here. I just can't think of it.
Damn it. Can't think of the fucking name right now.
All right. So Apollo 13.
Milk Money? Oh, fuck. Apollo 13. God damn it.
The Truman Show supporting actor.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Pollock.
Pollock is the one about Jackson Pollock.
Yeah, okay, never mind. I was thinking that was the Western. No.
Appaloosa?
Appaloosa.
Yeah, and The Hours.
Oh, shit. Damn.
Nominated for The Truman Show.
Supporting actor.
Best supporting actor.
Boo that nomination.
Michelle Williams has been nominated 3 times and has not won.
Broad from Dawson's Creek?
Blue Valentine. My Weekend with Marilyn and Brokeback Mountain.
My Weekend with Marilyn. That's the chick. Isn't that the chick from?
I don't know.
I have no clue. Bill Murray, nominated once. It should be a pretty big given.
God damn it! It's the Lost in Translation.
Yep. Yeah. Lost in Translation.
The Scarlett Johansson one.
Yeah.
Yep.
Super sad one.
Yeah.
John Travolta, nominated twice.
Good for him.
Hairspray.
Nope.
Was it Grease?
No, it was
Michael and Phenomenon.
No, neither of those.
The movie Mike was named after.
Yeah, was
it The Boy in the Bubble?
No, it wasn't.
It was Urban Cowboy.
Saturday Night Fever.
Yes.
Yeah. Saturday Night Fever. Yeah.
Might as well throw Wild Hogs
Is
into
that. The first
list
one or the second one?
That'll be the first one.
The first one. Nobody remembers the second one.
No, the second one Stallone did, right?
Nobody remembers it.
One Stallone did.
Stallone directed one of them.
Directed one of what?
There was a sequel to Saturday Night Fever called...
Saturday Night... Staying Alive.
Staying Alive.
That one got shit on.
Yeah, that was an awful. I haven't seen it. I've heard it was awful. Anything? Come on. One of his bigger movies that it's a cult classic.
Pulp Fiction.
He was nominated for Best
Face
Actor.
Off?
Is it Face Off?
It's Face Off, right?
It's Face Off.
Face Off?
Okay. Bolt?
Nicolas Cage.
Voice acting for Bolt?
God damn, it movie sucks so bad.
You suck
Viola
so
Davis.
Fuck you.
Viola Davis.
Suicide
nominated
Squad?
Twice. No.
I don't know who Viola Davis is.
She's Amanda Waller in Suicide Squad.
The black lady?
Yeah. The one with the ass tits.
What's
from Mean Tweets? How to Get Away with Murder?
I don't think either of you would guess this.
I say what it is.
Doubt and The Help.
Oh, the Hell Chef. I knew she was in the goddamn Lee Daniels.
Thought you were gonna go super racist, Mike. Oh, Gary Oldman.
Dracula?
Nominated once.
Oh, True Romance.
Nope.
Wow. He was fantastic in True Romance. So.
You really just like, yep.
Jesus
Christ. I was just going to say that.
That's the movie about short people, right?
Yeah. Yes. That's the one where he played a midget.
Hold on.
Wait a minute. Let me put some bass in there.
Tinker Tailor Soldier Spy?
Correct.
Yeah.
Yep.
He played the cop detective guy. Or C, what was he? He was like
I don't know.
He was the detective, yeah.
Yeah, but it was like not the like the
that movie seemed way too long.
I actually fell asleep during that movie.
Oh, you some bitch. That movie was amazing.
No, we saw it.
Oh, we saw it. Yeah, we saw it fucking like 11 o'clock at night.
And it was at that time when I was working like at 5 or 6 in the morning. Yeah. So anyway, Liam Neeson nominated once.
Was it for,
Oh, come on, guys.
It was the one where he got his balls smashed.
No.
No, that'd be Braveheart. What's the one he did? Rob Roy? It wasn't for that one, was it?
No.
Come on, guys. Rob Roy lose his head now?
Is it Love Actually?
Was he?
You fucking love that movie now. You're welcome.
I do love that movie so
Taken
much.
One.
No. It was Next of Kin.
No.
What's it the gun shy?
Come on, guys.
Is it gun shy? What's the gun shy? No. When he has the problem with the gun, right?
Hold on. It was.
What category is it?
A-Team.
It's more of a drama.
No. What category is it? It's supporting or lead?
Oh, best actor.
Oh, best actor. Oh my god.
Oh,
I'm gonna hate myself for this.
Scarlet Letter? No.
No, not Scarlet Letter.
It has letters in it.
What an asshole.
Because then I've never seen it, but fuck.
It's considered a classic.
It's one of the old ones.
Yeah.
Which one was it? I'm like just pulling.
Shot in Black and White. Cody's looking Schindler's it up list. By cheating. Schindler's
List. Once you said Black and White.
Fuck yeah. Balls cock. Schindler's List.
Fuck that guy.
Wow.
He was the good guy.
Schindler. Ralph Fiennes.
Oh, Ralph Fiennes. I love Ralph Fiennes. Harry Potter.
Twice. No.
Really wasn't?
Nope.
Didn't he play?
They're both best support or no? First one's best supporting actor. Second one is best actor.
Is he the one who played Jesus? He played Jesus.
No, that was
Calvisi, huh?
Yeah,
that's Calvisi. Wrong on both accounts. Whatever. So yeah.
What was both accounts?
Jim.
He wasn't Jesus, and he wasn't nominated for it. I was like... So it's wrong on both accounts.
I don't know.
Nah, Schindler's List and The English Patient.
The English Patient.
Oh, that's what I was thinking of.
That guy's old as fuck, huh?
Actually, the English Patient was 97.
No,
really that old. Schindler's List was 94.
You were just young as fuck. So
yeah.
Schindler's
you were
List
just
was
barely
when?
Born. 94.
94.
Yeah. Okay. John Malkovich has been nominated twice.
Being John Malkovich.
Nope.
Being John Malkovich.
No.
Knock Around Guys.
Nope.
Oh god damn it, Mike.
Rounders.
No, I don't think you're gonna
I
guess this.
Keep bringing up Rounders. I love that movie. You should watch Rounders.
Rounders.
Of Mice and Men.
Nope.
Fuck. Really?
Really?
I thought I had it on that one. Fuck. Shit. Cock balls.
So the first one is Best Supporting Actor. The second one is actually Best Supporting Actor as well. One in 1985, one in 1994. And no, it's not Schindler's List.
I don't know.
I don't think either of you get this.
Okay.
Places in the Heart and In the Line of Fire.
Oh, In the Line of Fire.
I've never seen this.
Mm-hmm.
You've never seen In the Line of Fire? Mm.
Laura Linney.
Ugh. I don't even know who that is.
Three times. Skip. All right, skipping. We're you almost at Laura the end. Samuel L. Jackson, nominated once. And not anything to do with planes.
Django?
Nope. Although I think he should have.
Yeah.
But he didn't, no.
Super supporting actor.
Yeah.
Goddamn fucking fantastic actor.
Even Leo didn't get nominated for that one.
Which is fucking garbage.
Right?
Long Kiss Goodnight.
No.
Yeah, Long Kiss Goodnight.
Trading Places.
No.
Coming to America. Best Crackhead, because he actually was one.
It was Best Supporting Actor, so we can just eliminate everything where he was lead actor.
Which is 4,000 movies.
That is true.
What year?
1995.
A Time to Kill.
No.
Oh, fuck. You serious?
I'm serious.
Oh, God damn it. What was it?
Let's give Cody one guess.
I think we did 95.
All he did was A Time to Kill. Mm-mm. That's it.
It's actually not true. You guys
fucking with me.
Not true at all.
Right, what is it?
Pulp Fiction.
Oh, Pulp Fiction.
Cock, man.
Yeah.
All right. Last one. Amy Adams. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 times.
Amy Adams. Isn't the Notebook?
That, no.
That's Lois Lane, right?
Who's the prof in the Notebook?
Yeah, it was the Lois Lane. I have no clue. I didn't see the Notebook.
That's
haven't.
The chick from Wedding Planners. Wedding Crashers.
I don't think you guys will get any of this. Maybe one. Maybe one.
Hustle and Flow. She was.
Nope. Not on here.
You say no, like it didn't get nominated for anything and she wasn't in it. Cock. That was a good guess. Go fuck yourself. What?
Long Kiss Goodnight, really?
Nope.
That one was purposely a bad guess.
So it was Hustle and Flow.
Go fuck yourself, hot. Yeah, that's
the last. The podcast. There is a more recent movie done in 2014. She was nominated for Best Actress.
Oh, The Fighter.
It's on there, yes, but that wasn't 2014.
No, I know, but
that was 2011.
It finally came to me.
Yeah,
Fighter. She's a good actress too. Fuck.
2014.
Mm-hmm. Nominated for Best Actress.
I don't know.
So Mike's giving up. Cody's giving up. It was the American Hustle.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. So her full awards that she's been nominated for: Junebug, Doubt, The Fighter, The Master, and American Hustle.
Pressure's in The Master.
And that's the end of that list.
Boom! End of that list.
But you can include people like Sly Stallone, Sylvester Stallone.
He's won one.
Or he has won one? Oh, that's right. He won for Rocky.
Rocky.
That's right. Yeah. Never mind.
He got nominated for Creed.
Yeah, he got Jude. Yeah.
By some bald dude from Bridge of Spies.
Bald dude from Bridge of Spies.
Nobody knows who the fuck that guy is.
Obviously somebody does. White old Hollywood does.
Yeah. Which we could do a whole nother podcast on how awful the Oscars are in their their voting goes. I actually was trying to read up on how they actually vote, and it's so fucking confusing because it's like you have so many votes for per category, and once they tally everything up, then they take the top votes for those movies.
Yeah, then make those the nominations. Yeah.
No, then they like take that top vote out. Like the movie that won the most, it's taken out. And then, it's super fucking strange. I can't even explain it well enough because it's so. Then you like start moving votes from like other movies that didn't get enough votes to movies that were voted more. So you can actually end up with movies that didn't get individually voted a lot, but end up with more votes than the original movies that got like a lot of votes to begin with. It's super confusing. Then there's the fact that people don't even know what the difference between like sound editing and sound mixing is.
Yeah, it shouldn't
be
the same people pick.
So
like best actor shouldn't be able to pick best costume design or sound editing.
But a lot of that stuff ends
also,
up going towards.
Also, it's done a lot like voting for like our president
people,
goes too, right?
People who do it.
Because there's people who are part of the Academy and then like they all vote and then the top ones are what those like this magical group of old white men pick from, right?
And it might have been that like something like that. Like
it's
like their voting was
everyone
like, super
gets a ballot
up.
That has all the movies that can possibly be nominated because they have to have all the stipulations and basically be all part of the guilds.
Mm.
And then those get all tallied up. The top whatever number they choose, I'm gonna guess is probably an uneven number, and then they chop off the ends or whatever, and then move them around and blah blah blah, like you were saying. But then there's this like special group of like people who then pick from those, and a lot of it has to do with like they don't know things like what the difference between sound mixing and sound editing is. Mm-hmm. They don't get the difference between, you know, they don't understand
foreign film. A lot of there were actual interviews done anonymously, but to people that actually did voting, and they're like, yeah, foreign films, I don't know, I just voted.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't mean anything to them, so they just circle something.
Yeah, they look at their, oh, these are the six I get to choose from.
Yeah.
This one sounds good.
You'll have people that have never even seen the movies, and they just pick.
Yeah.
And some of it will be like, well, I know the guy who directed this, or I know...
Yeah, he's a friend of mine, so
yeah,
I can't pick directly for him, but his movies should be good.
Absolutely awful, and this is just the... Yeah, it's just... atrocious the way that they do,
because it's not even like a popularity contest at that point. Well, I mean,
no.
Part of it would be like if they know, oh, so and so I know, or a cousin of someone's, you know, barber.
But you're taking
in this movie,
it out,
so
you're taking the
this,
merits
you know?
Out of it, and you're just
you're not looking performances. You're not looking at the actual work done.
Yeah,
and you throw that all on top of the fact that it's all bullshit and subjective anyway.
Like, it is.
Well, yeah, because what I mean.
What the mass what the mass people think of as a good movie, I mean, just by raw ticket sales,
yeah,
like
is
Deadpool
vastly different
should have been
than
nominated if you go by like popular opinion.
Yeah, Deadpool's too
exactly.
No, but I'm saying, but Deadpool's
but no,
not
but
he's
saying it's
nominated.
Not,
oh,
yeah. it's not
gonna
get
like,
a single nomination. I mean,
it technically could for like sound editing
or sound editing, like visual stuff like that. Yeah. It definitely could, but do you actually think they're gonna put it in there? No, I don't think it will.
It won't win. Because
I'm like surprised Deadpool, how many nominations that Mad Max got. I mean, I was absolutely into to just seeing Mad Max sweep the Oscars. You know,
It damn near did. So
it damn near did. Yeah.
Like other than the big ones, like Best Director, which he was George Miller.
No, I don't think he was.
He wasn't up for Best Director, right?
No.
Because they only were nominated for like 8 things, and they won like 6 of them.
Yeah.
But it was all like the things you don't really...
You wouldn't think of.
Yeah.
Like, and then the one that we were talking about last night, the one that I would have thought they would have won for...
And a lot of people thought
they
would have been won for.
They didn't win, which is Best Special Effects,
yeah.
Best Visual Effects. Like, I was like, they're going to win for that, because that shit was amazing.
But, like, still, though, like, because I think... One, and I didn't watch I watched the last 10 minutes of the Oscars.
Mm-hmm.
That show's way too fucking long.
That's way too long you watched.
Like,
should literally be
well,
because
I knew, because I was on Twitter, and
it
announced that there's only the one left, or the two left, so I was like, okay. So I switched over to see if Leo was going to win, and if, what was going to be Best Picture. But why the fuck is it 4+ hours, man?
Well,
2 hours tight.
It honestly is because of all of the introductions, but the intermediary stuff that you do, because they still do the singing stuff and all that.
There was no
the performances and stuff.
There was bits,
but then you have
the only musical acts they have are usually the beginning, though, right?
I think Sam Smith's the only one that had a musical act because of the song.
Really?
This year.
I thought they'd usually do one opening.
But anyway,
but then
my
they
point
have,
is, have Chris Rock do a monologue, be funny, and go in, televised-wise, go into the categories that people care about.
But then that's the thing I'm saying. Yeah, exactly, is that you now have, the Oscars are turning out to be like the Olympics, where you just add tons of shit that you didn't even know were in the Olympics to begin with. Like, we just learned what they're adding trampoline something or other to the new Olympics. It's
well,
like,
but
what the
at
fuck
least
is
with
that?
The Olympics, you can go and you can find what you want to watch.
No, but
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But
that's what I'm saying is that you can't really do that for one singular event when you have one event after another, like you're saying, because, you know, you end up getting into like, oh, best foreign documentary film. And it's like, what?
Well, the
all that
ones...
shit should be done before TV. What should be on TV is...
You're talking about the main things, like
best supporting
best actors
film,
and
the actors
and director.
Best supporting, best lead, male, female, director, movie, and I would even go screenplay.
Yeah.
Adapted and original.
Maybe. Which I'm pretty sure
animated.
But
film,
then
animated
you
film
can
as
give...
Oh, well. Animated film should be down there. Yeah.
Before screenplays, for sure.
Yeah.
But then you can give proper time to each one of the movies, and you could do like a cool little two-minute feature,
like a montage.
The
like
movies.
These
yeah.
are the winners of these categories.
Yeah,
because like, right now it's like when they announce Best Actor, they show like a quick 15-30 second clip of the movie.
Mm-hmm. Is it that long, really?
If that, like
okay.
the Revenant when they announced Leo,
Barry.
No, it was when he was yelling at his son in another language. And I was like, well, that's a weird one. When they announced Matt Damon, it's when he was that he was going to be a space pirate. It was that scene. But it's like, instead of doing that,
that's someone in production is trolling everybody. That's what it is.
But instead of doing that, if you keep it, you know, tight, 2 hours long, and you're only doing 10 categories tops,
that's way too much.
Stretching it, but
you
yes.
can, but you can do a little bit of time per, you know, it's not nobody like, and I feel bad because there's people who work really, really hard on like best foreign film and best documentary and best.
Well, not even
like,
you're those now. Those make
nobody
sense.
Nobody gives a fuck. Like nobody cares.
No, the ones that don't make sense are like best short live action, best short animated.
The stuff that you're saying, the stuff that doesn't like get put into theaters or like, into like a mass production that a lot of people can see.
Because like the best short animated isn't even stuff that's like in front of like Pixar movies or Disney movies.
But like, are you ever gonna be like, oh shit, this movie won for best sound editing?
You're like,
nobody gives a fuck. Like, people in the industry give a fuck. Well, super hardcore nerds might care, but you can watch that online for fucking 2 hours.
Yeah, that's what
before,
exactly I'm saying. Like,
on a live stream.
Yeah,
the whole show should be an hour long.
It needs to be 2.
I don't care.
We'll split the difference and say an hour and a half.
Length of a good movie.
There you go. 2. Hour and a half.
It needs to be.
Well, 2. Commercials would be. If you did an hour and a half, it would be commercials.
For 2 hours. Yeah.
So an hour and a half technically would be the production.
And you could have a good monologue, presenters, a little feature on each movie that's category. And then, bam, you have enough time for all the speeches and you're in, out.
Yeah, because that's why you should have obviously male, female, and both. So if you. Best picture, best director. Actor, supporting actor, / actress, you know, whatever. And then animated. That should be it. That's it. That's all you should have. The rest of it's go somewhere else.
No.
Dude, I mean, they're going to have that in the show.
The screenplay ones can highlight the... It's like UFC prelims and main card.
Like not now, because it's prelims, main card.
Well, your prelims can end, because you know, like, UFC always puts on a pretty solid fight for their last prelim fight.
Yeah.
So have screenplays go last before the show actually starts, you know? And then, bam, kick it right into Chris Rock talking shit about Hollywood for a good, you know, 4 or 5 minutes. And then, boom, awards. Be better, Oscars. And also, don't be so racist.
Oh, it's not even being racist. That's so dumb. Make better movies. If you're not in, really? if there's not enough performances, they say it's all white. But that's like that. The director of Revenant's like Spanish.
Hispanic, yeah.
So technically, just because he's pale because he likes to be indoors all the time doesn't mean he's white.
Well, I think some of that went back to the fact that they weren't hiring.
Yeah.
Well, some people were making that. It was more of the. It wasn't so much as being nominated. It was more of being hired.
They're not getting
to
the opportunities.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, but what's happening is because of that, people are then looking at the faces they see and go, "Oh yeah, they're not nominating black people." It's not. That's what I'm saying. That's not what they're actually being racist about.
But there were plenty of black people that deserved to be nominated in the last couple of years that weren't.
Well, yeah, I'm not saying it hasn't been, but. Okay.
Because that's exactly what you were saying a second ago.
No, if they're worried about if they're not getting nominated, they're not making enough good movies that way then.
No, but they are, because what you just agreed to is there's plenty of people that should have been nominated in the last couple of years that weren't.
Yeah.
Okay. So you can't say they're not making enough good stuff, because those people were making good stuff. They should have been nominated.
Don't say those
because
people.
Ideally, I mean, you're only making one movie a year. You're only releasing really one movie a year for that year for the Oscars, you know. So it's not like it sounds like you're saying that they need to be making more, you know, better movies. It's like, well, most actors only make one movie per year.
Yeah, not everyone's
and
Sam
so
Jackson.
What he's saying is that there are good movies and they're just not getting nominated.
Yeah, I'm just saying that if they're, you know, they're not getting nominated for a reason other than, well, I mean, it could be a reason because they're black, but, you know, all white people. What I'm saying is, like, A, don't boycott it just because your homie didn't get nominated, I guess, really. Hey, actually, that's funny. Did the dude from Creed not get nominated? The director?
No. He didn't. Either did Michael B. Jordan.
Well, Michael B. Jordan
either did
count.
The director
He's
for Straight Outta Compton. Either did the guys who did 12 Years a Slave last year. Like,
Wait, the guy who directed?
No, the actor in it.
Didn't the last chick year win for 12 Years a Slave last year? For supporting actress?
I don't know for sure.
Because that won awards, I thought.
Got nominated for some awards.
That won, though, some too. Doesn't matter. It's doesn't. Yeah, it's last year. As Joe said, they are a joke of how they're elected or how they're chosen. But also, it's
absolutely a joke.
It's literally just blowing rich people. Because the people who really, I mean, there are some categories, sound editing. No one's going to remember that guy's name. Mainly because I couldn't even pronounce his name. The dude that won for Mad Max. Because, A, I don't think that's a real person. I think George Miller just made up a name. Look at that name and tell me that's a real name. But also, Oscars shouldn't be as big a deal as they are. Because
that is true too.
Yeah,
because of all of the top of the best supporting movie or best movies this year, the nominees. How many of those movies did you see?
Three.
Out of seven.
Yeah.
So A, you didn't get 50%. Well, you couldn't with seven, but you know what I mean. Joe, how many of those movies did you see?
Probably the
Joe's
same
not. Amount. Joe sees 5 movies a year. So
first off, he sees at least 12.
I see at least 12.
Because one a month is definitely what he sees.
But sometimes usually it's 4 a month when there's actually good movies coming out.
Sometimes
not remembering every single one of them, I'd say probably a little bit less than 50%.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's like when you look at it, it's like obviously the people who are picking those aren't people going to theaters. Plus they get screeners, so they don't count.
At the same time, if it was just people who were going to theaters, it would just be X-Men.
It would be the MTV Movie Awards.
Yeah.
Best Kiss. You think they're adding Best Same-Sex Kiss 1 year?
Nah. They just got to put the same sex.
So 12 Years a Slave won 3 Academy Awards, Best Picture, Best Supporting Actress, and Best Adapted Screenplay.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I thought they won a couple. At that point, a few.
Cause and it was actually released a couple years ago, 2013.
Yeah, which I mean actually goes to prove the point that last year we couldn't even think of one, which I'm sure they're obviously.
Selma
was last year, right?
Yeah. But did it get?
It got nominated.
Selma was a really good movie.
Yeah, okay. Selma was a terrific movie.
All right,
but just don't make the Academy Awards.
Okay.
No, don't make it a big deal.
There's too many awards and ceremonies, what he's saying.
Give the rich people their gold trophies. Don't pull that out.
God, have you seen some of the swag bags that they get? Oh, my God.
The ones that are worth $200,000?
Yeah, and you're like, they don't have enough money because. They still have to pay taxes on it, but it's still awful.
Oh, yeah. Oh, here's your $10,000 that I was going to just spend on coffee.
Wipe my ass with.
Yeah. Right. Well, I guess here's my toilet paper money. But I remember, speaking of those, the first year iPads came out.
Yeah,
they put an iPad in everyone's gift bag, and everyone's like, "Oh, what the fuck is this?"
Yeah,
because at that point, iPads weren't that big yet.
Yeah,
you know, I was like, "That's pretty funny."
That's awful. Anyway, we're getting the wrap up sign from Mike.
Yep, our producer is saying we got to wrap it up. So
I wasn't even doing anything.
Really? Remember a couple minutes ago you were doing this?
I did that.
So Mike, who are we, Mike?
That's the wrap up sign.
Huh? Who are we, Mike?
Cody, Joe, Mike, that comes naturally. You just can't.